Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1144. Sleep is your superpower in challenging times, by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have 6 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Sleep is your superpower in challenging times, by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. Our sleep is likely affected by any change to our routine, structure, or environment. I know mine is. If you are having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or even going to sleep, take 2 minutes now to adopt one of these strategies as your own superpower, and you'll be on your way to a good night's rest. Sleep is foundational in challenging times. It helps the immune system fight off infection. Getting too little or too much sleep can have a big impact on how you perform daily tasks, both complex and ordinary. Good mental health and sleep are closely aligned. Have you heard that sleep acts like a dishwasher on your brain? Each night, it cleans and recycles so that you start fresh each day and your creativity and productivity are firing at optimal levels. Allowing the full cycle to run is essential because our ability to learn, retain information, and memory skills are dependent on our ability to get both quality and adequate sleep. Are you noticing an increase in your appetite in the past month? Don't automatically attribute it to stress eating. You have 2 hunger hormones, one that stimulates appetite and one that decreases it. When the body is sleep deprived, the levels spike and fall in the wrong directions, leading to an increase in hunger. And with sleep deprivation comes lower energy, so you may be a little less motivated to exercise. Then you may feel sluggish or start to gain a little weight. For both your mental and physical health, let's consider some tips for better sleep. Smart sleep hygiene includes first taking a look at your sleep space. Is it cool, as in temperature? Around 68 degrees is best. Is your bedding appealing and comfortable? What about your pillow? Is it providing good neck support? Next, consider electronics. Turning off all phones, TVs, and laptops 60 minutes before bed is a well-known guideline. We understand this because the blue light in these devices tells your brainwaves to stay awake. But new research also tells us that content is keeping us awake when we're tired. We delay falling asleep by staying on our devices. Message? Stop scrolling on your phone to lull you to sleep. let's move on to a consistent bedtime. This gives you the best chance for the 7 to 9 hours of sleep recommended for adults. So try to resist the urge to stay up late or to sleep in. And if you do lie awake, it's good to get out of bed, find a place with dim lighting, and pass some time until you are sleepy by reading a physical book, not an ebook, practicing breathing exercises, or listening to music. And turning a clock away from you can be helpful. The light emitted from a digital clock can also keep you awake. If you like to nap during the day, a 30-minute nap is okay, unless you have trouble sleeping at night. Then resist the urge to nap. It's also common to have anxious thoughts once you get into bed. And if this is preventing you from falling asleep, you might try physically writing these thoughts down earlier in the day to relieve your mind from thought racing at night. Finally, establishing a wind-down ritual will signal to your brain that you are transitioning to sleep. In stressful times, a hot shower, a few minutes of mindful meditation, music, or gratitude journaling can be beneficial, and dimming the lights will help. As for medications and natural supplements, some medications can affect sleep. So, check with your doctor about your prescriptions and any sleep-inducing supplements that might be right for you. And lastly, alcohol. Alcohol acts like a sedative. It might put you to sleep, but it won't allow you the most restful form of sleep, REM sleep. That's where you get the most benefit for brain health and your immune system. So now you know sleep can be a powerful tool during challenging times. It improves your mental and physical health, helps manage your weight, may help you be more productive, and improve your memory. With a good night's sleep, you'll feel energetic and your mood is improved. I challenge you to try one strategy tonight to take on as your own superpower for sleep. You just listened to the post titled, Sleep is Your Superpower in Challenging Times by Susan Colin of ColinPerformanceStrategies.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There was a time when it seemed like I would wake up with a sore neck or sore back pretty much every morning. I thought the problem was workout related, that somehow I was overdoing it in the gym or I wasn't using proper form. But even when I was extra careful in the gym, I wasn't able to rid my body of the pain. I even spent some time in physical therapy to see if there was some other underlying health issue, like maybe I permanently damaged a muscle or tendon or ligament, and that's why I was in pain. After multiple visits and a complete workup, there didn't appear to be any obvious trigger for my pain. But then, at one of my appointments, my physical therapist asked me to show her how I slept, meaning, in which position did I usually fall asleep? She then asked about the thickness of my pillow. After assessing just those two simple factors, she had a theory. She thought that my pillow at home was too flat, based on the position in which I slept, and this was causing extra strain on my neck. I then admitted that my mattress was old too. So I swapped out my pillow, bought a new mattress, and the pain went away. Now, of course, the scientist in me thinks that there may have been other factors involved, but I'm happy because, again, the pain is gone, and I find that I'm not as tired throughout the day. So, if you find that you may not be getting that high-quality sleep we always talk about, or you find you're waking up in pain, it may mean it's time to replace that old mattress or pillow. And of course, this is in addition to following some of the tips that Susan outlined in today's post. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.